Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5. Now, I don't very often use alliterations, but one presents itself very clearly here. Christ addressing the church at Ephesus. He's commended them. But verse 4, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. And now the text in this discourse. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. Seems to me there are three R's here. As I say, I don't very often use alliterations. The church has to remember. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Then it has to repent. Repent. And do the things you did at first. Then it has to reform. Do the things you did at first. Remember, repent, and reform. Remember. Start thinking. Get your brains in gear at Ephesus. Think about these things. Trace it out. Remember. Remember what you were. Remember what it was in those early days. You have forsaken your first love. Not just let it drift. You have forsaken it. You've turned your back upon it. You've gone into a dry, dull, cold, hard, callous way. Just routine. Remember, remember the height from which you have fallen. It's a dramatic picture. You've tumbled off the cliff. You've fallen away here. You've backslidden. Remember. Recall those days at the first. Think about it. Use your mind. Then repent. Does this mean grief? Well, maybe, no doubt, yes. But it's a change of mind, a change of heart, a turning back, a moving back to God. 180-degree turn. Instead of falling away, come back. Instead of drifting down, or forsaking, rather, come back to me. Put in place these things. Think about these things. Repent, and of course, reform. Go back. Do better. Be better. Return. Return to where you left the path. Remember Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress, he had to go back when he got into Bypath Meadow. You've got to go back and find the road again. Action is called for here. Don't just plan about it. Don't pass resolutions in the church meetings. Don't write books about it and determine to do it in the sense of plans and schemes. Don't just wring your hands over it. Get down to some action. Remember, repent, and reform. Now, does this apply to you, brother, sister? I know one man it applies to, and he's speaking to you. It's so easy to say, yes, I know I should be better at this, or do more of that, or I've lost this, or I've forsaken that, or I've dropped away here. And to think about it and to sincerely mean to do something. But you can see what's being said here. Repent as well as remember. Remember, repent. But above all here, reform. Get down to action. Put things into practice. Change your ways. Don't just deplore things. Move. Act. Work. These are serious things. It's not just making a nice little template. Oh, remember, repent, and reform. Oh, that's a nice pretty sermon. It's not a pretty sermon, is it? We don't want pretty sermons. We don't want pretty discourses. This is a pointed, thrusting word from Christ. He demands it of us. In my version, remember is got an exclamation mark. There's an expostulation here. Remember, he says. Repent and reform. I want some action there at church, at that church at Ephesus. Not just church resolutions or propositions or schemes. I'm not interested in your templates and your schemes. I want action. My brother and sister, I know this applies to me, and I'm sure many of you will find it applies to you too. God give us grace to think these things out, to really change our mind and heart and turn back to God, and to put into action and into practice and into deed, to turn thoughts and repentance and desires into action and fruit. There's a word here for the unbeliever too. Remember 1 Peter 4 verse 17. If judgment begins at the house of God, with the church of God, with the family of God, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Is there somebody listening to me? Oh, yes, you've heard the gospel. Yes, you mean to come to Christ. Oh, yes, you will turn. You will repent. You will trust Christ, yes, but you haven't yet. Stop this resolution. Stop this dilly-dally. Stop this shilly-shallying. Get down to it now. It's not an action to be saved, but trust the Lord Jesus Christ now. Call upon him now. Repent of your sin and do it now. Don't delay. I'll do it later. No, do it now. Now. Remember, Christ demands. Remember. Repent. And reform. And he wants actions. Actions do speak louder than resolutions. Actions speak louder than words. This is a challenge to me. Now I'm going to finish the discourse. Go away and forget it. No, may God give me the grace to remember. Repent and reform. And if I may say, and so say all of us, do we? Will it happen, brother? Will it happen, sister? My unbelieving friend, will it happen to you? Will you repent and reform and turn and trust in Christ now and call upon the name of the Lord now and be saved? May it be so, for Jesus' sake. Amen.